This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's a new day. We can go back to reporting the news now that we found that white chick, Gabby Patino. Woohoo! You guys should be excited. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. People are losing faith, whatever they may have had, in Joe Biden and Team Demento. And that's according to polling that we're seeing, and it's across the board. And let me just tell you, you should be celebratory right now, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be celebratory. If you want to call and express your glee, 844-551-8255. Americans' trust in Biden continues to slide, according to the latest Axios Ipsos Coronavirus Index. The poll found that fewer than half of the respondents trust Biden regarding accurate information about COVID-19, a 13 percentage decline since his inauguration in January. Now, I want you to understand, folks, this decline is with a full court media and leftist assault on your sensibilities, and it's still not working. They have weaponized the Department of Health and Human Services, NIH, the CDC, if you want to go world, the WHO, etc., against you to steal your money, to make you live in abject fear. And you know what you've done? God bless you. You've revolted. You said, no way, no how. Not up in here. No, sir. So you don't trust them. They said they found trust in Biden, the federal government, mainstream media to deliver accurate information about the virus pandemic slumped in tandem with no end in sight. Only 45% of respondents say they trust Biden to provide accurate information, down from 58%. The result of the poll, they said, is exemplified in Biden's outlandish comment on Monday about pre-pandemic life can return only if 97% of Americans are vaccinated. Now, I didn't see this particular thing I'm about to tell you. But one of my friends, Marcus, called me and he says, hey, Kev, we were talking about getting on this thing called Clubhouse. And it's a great social media site type thing where you go in and you set up these rooms and people come in and you have discussions or live discussions and they're just done on your phone. And I think it's going to be the thing of the future. I don't know, you know, without video, you can get a lot more people in there, but these clubhouses will have hundreds, if not thousands of people listening. So anyway, he's telling me about it. I go on a clubhouse. I make some comments. People start connecting with me and it's really cool. Well, long story short, he says, hey, by the way, did you hear Biden equated the hurricane? And he says, you need to get your vaccination because this hurricane's coming. And I said, what? He goes, Kevin, you got to find it. He goes, Biden actually said that. Well, so I got it. And what's interesting is Biden's talking about all these other problems that Gabby Patino didn't let us talk about, like these wildfires raging through California. And, of course, it's all global climate farce and the whole deal. But here he is in his own words, and you judge for yourself.
We've got wildfires in the west. We've got approaching the peak of Atlantic hurricane season. All across the country, the Delta variant is spreading, as Dr. Fauci and others can tell you, and spreading rapidly among the unvaccinated. When these crises intersect, they compound one another, natural disasters and the Delta variant. And that's what we're going to be discussing today with the group I've assembled here. We need to be ready to manage are natural disasters caused by hurricanes hitting the southeast and the environment with a broad community spread of COVID-19. And the best thing we can do is to prepare for that is to, for everyone who's not vaccinated, and I know it's a broken record, I keep saying it, but to get vaccinated.
Now, I know there are people out there saying, well, Kevin, he was mentioning the Delta variant and all that. Look, you can't conflate these. Natural disasters, how are you, what exactly are you trying to tell us? What do you think Biden's trying to tell us about? Well, the hurricanes are coming. We have a hurricane season every year. Now, ironically, we have a fire season in California, not because fires are, you know, like tend to be seasonal. They may very well. I mean, there's lightning strikes and things like that that are seasonal. But the reason why we have more fires and why the things that are occurring in California and the Pacific Northwest is because of the green weenies out there who won't let them deforest properly and manage the land the way that it should be managed. The reason why we have the outbreak of COVID that he's talking about, where we need to get vaccinated in the event of hurricanes, and certainly how hurricanes conspire with the Wu flu, is because of the left. Now, Joe Biden will tell you differently. He'll say, no, it's the super spreaders, the people who aren't vaccinated. And I'm not going through that again. We've done it 1,000 times on this show, and we'll probably do it 1,000 times, but not today. So going back to the polling, Biden is losing trust among Democrats, an 11% decline to 81% trust, which they say that's still a fair amount, a 10-point drop to 11% with Republicans, and he has experienced the most significant decline in confidence among independents, a 17% decline to 42%. Now, go back to what I said in the beginning. I want you to consider the level of push that's been going on to make Biden competent, to make us believe in the CDC, the FDA approval of these vaccines, and all the lies being told. And for the record, I'd love to get a research team to help me do this. Let's chronicle from the beginning of this thing what leftists have said to today on a timeline, and let's go look at every single thing they've said and when they said it and the contradictions that occur. Even the one that's got people no longer trusting Biden, which is the fact that this clown actually said that 97% of this population needed to be vaccinated for us to go back to normal. That's a lie. There is nothing that we are vaccinated against to that level. Nothing. And I'm not just talking America. I'm talking the world. The flu, diphtheria, smallpox, whatever. Nothing. These people are pathological liars and they're just going after money. Got to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Along with Joe Biden's resume of being a racist, stuck in 1960, maybe 1950s America, I've documented quite substantially that Joe Biden is a pathological liar. His credibility is a major hurdle and one he is not going to get over anytime soon. He will die a pathological liar. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Project Veritas showed that these vaccines are killing people. The data, I just went through the statistics, the polling, not statistics, but the polling of what Joe Biden, with the people believing this woo-flu nonsense, and they're losing credibility. They're losing people who believe this nonsense because people are waking up. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. This is a hot topic because of the pressure that's being applied to make people comply to something that is not only unconstitutional. I don't even give a crap about the Constitution with this. It is against my personal choice. I don't need a piece of paper written by a bunch of 200-plus-year-old white guys to tell me you can't go poking in my body. It's, somebody called it medical rape. That's exactly what it is. So who are they to tell you, oh, yeah, you're going to get this whether you like it or not? I will stop you from getting your livelihood going back to, quote, normal. I don't know about you. I'm back to normal. Kevin Jackson is back to normal. Oh, well, Kevin, you can't do this or that. So what? You don't think that there's a – let me tell you something. If you can't be happy in your own skin, in your own environment, shame on you. Oh, Kevin, you can't do – do I need to go to a nightclub to have fun? Do I need to go to a comedy club to have fun? Do I need to go – the only thing I need to be able to do is eat and be around my family and friends. And if I have that, I'm good to go. So have it. What's normal? Oh, you may not be able to fly. You may not be able to go to the – let me tell you something. When I got fired from Fox, people were like, oh, man, that's a terrible thing. It was a terrible thing for Fox, not for me. If all I cared about was money, then, yeah, it was a terrible thing for me. I still do exactly the same thing I did before I met with Fox. I'm no different. I just don't get a paycheck from them to go say what I say to you right now. Who's a loser? If you watch Fox and you watch that watered-down knucklehead of a network that's got people that, in my opinion, I mean, look, they get the news. They get people whispering to them. You might want to watch it because they do have insiders telling them things, and they can gather up news in that regard. They manufacture news very well. And it's close to, quote, moderate news that you could possibly get in this day and time. But there's nobody over there that just blows me away. If I had to pick one, I would say Tucker. But there's Tucker does shows that I'm impressed with, but I promise you this. I've blown Tucker's mind with the things I've sent to his producers. Guarantee you, I've blown Hannity's minds, the producers' minds, and his. Megyn Kelly said I give them the best talking points she ever got in her years at Fox. So I know they're the ones that lost, not me. I'm not losing anything. Anyway, Biden is a liar. He's a pathological liar. And he has said things and done things that would exclude him. There are people that even said it on air. There's no way this guy should be president. Now, they were saying it back in 87 when he was running for president. But it applies today. He lies about everything. So I'm going to just give you a few of his lies. This was September 12th of 2009. We didn't lock people up in cages. We didn't separate families. We didn't do all those things. Number one, they did. It's not true. He's talking about all those pictures of the cages that they said Trump was locking people in were taken in 2014 when he was in office with Obama. Liar. He said he was arrested with Nelson Mandela on the streets of Soweto during a trip to South Africa in the 1970s when South Africa was under apartheid. He wanted to make himself look bigger than life. No truth to it. He later confessed, well, you know, and they tried to spin it. Well, you know, he was metaphorically arrested because he believed in what, yeah, right, whatever. Just like Brian Williams got shot down and Hillary Clinton got shot down. These people, look, they have lives of futility. They do nothing, so they make it up. Their resumes are made up. All their credentials are made up. And you know what they do? They give each other trophies and awards, and it makes them feel good. Biden said on May 22nd of 2020 in an interview on the Breakfast Club, a radio show, the NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Not true. They've never endorsed any candidate. The NAACP just goes, we're Democrats. And if the chips fall where they may, we support that Democrat. But they've never endorsed him or anybody else. Pathological liar. On September the 3rd,
2019. He was doing an interview with NPR, and he referred to the Iraqi war. He says, immediately, the moment it started, I came out against the war at that moment. Not true. He fully supported the Iraqi war and voted for the resolution to go to war. And remember when he lied about, I pinned the medal on that guy, it was so-and-so, sergeant this, that, or the other. And it wasn't. He didn't even do it. I mean, I could tell you lie after lie that this guy, he cannot, Biden has this pathology where he's got to be the guy that has the best story. You know these people. You've been around them. The need for people to recognize them and they one-upsmanship. Look, if you've had the type of life that a senator should have and you've traveled all over the world, let other people talk. They're already interested in you, but find out about them. But even when this recently, you were mentioning these Marines dying or whatever. Well, my son was killed. You know, Bo was killed. He was killed. This guy was killed. Can't even have a conversation with him without him spinning it to himself. That's when you know you're dealing with somebody that's got a problem. They don't have any interest in you. In How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, they tell you, be interested in the person you're talking to. If you want to really impress a woman, I mean, I'm just saying this to young guys out there listening, listen. Be attentive. Be curious. Ask questions about her. And you might gingerly weave in something about yourself, but in context. So on August the 7th of 2019, Biden claimed that Trump asserted that immigrants would, quote, carve you up with a knife. He never said that about immigrants. He said that the MS-13 gang members were doing that. Liar. Pathological liar. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from CBS on Joe Biden, and it's a litany of his lies, and it's about 3.5 minutes long. I promise you, it is so enlightening in terms of how you can put things in context today. It'll blow your mind. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Jackson Radio Show.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. On Wednesday's Sean Hannity Show, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said that if the State Department had begun the evacuation of Afghanistan when the military came up with plans to do so back in April, we would have had time to get all Americans out. But they wouldn't do it.
So we had time to get all Americans out, and green card holders, and their families, and the vast majority of the approved and vetted special immigrant visa holders well before August. And they wouldn't do it because they didn't want Joe Biden's decision to look like the catastrophe that it became clear to the world in August.
The summer increase in hospitalizations among children with COVID-19 has rapidly reversed right around the start of the school year. Children have consistently been among the least likely to fall seriously ill of COVID. This is USA Radio News. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz on Thursday issued a report on the FBI's applications to surveil American citizens, finding widespread failure that raises serious questions. The IG reviewed about 7,000 applications for FISA warrants, the same used to surveil former Trump campaign aide Carter Page in 2016, and found the agency failed to follow a key rule, the Woods procedures in the program. In late 2019, Horowitz discovered 17 significant errors and omissions in the FISA surveillance application targeting page. Tear gas and water cannon were deployed by police in Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, after thousands of demonstrators upset over mandatory COVID-19 passes tried to block a major highway and were accused of assaulting the media. The Slovenian government made COVID-19 passes mandatory for almost all shops, and Wednesday saw the third major protest against the restrictions. This is USA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned in the last segment that we would play a clip that was done by CBS, and it was documenting Joe Biden lies. And the clip's a little longer than I thought it was, which is fine, trust me, it's worth listening to the whole thing. And they document two sets of things. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's two things. One, Joe Biden plagiarizing other people. Now, I remember when I heard about Joe Biden plagiarizing, I was like, it's not that big of a deal. Now, this is when I was much younger, because this happened decades ago. But I was like, I don't get it. Whatever. I get it now, because, see, the problem with plagiarism is if without attribution, you're trying to make it appear as though it's your own original thought. And if you want to say, yeah, I remember reading this, or I heard a comedian say, or something like that, that's all you need to do to not make it yours. Joe Biden, they prove he just practically steals. It's not even practical. He steals information. He steals ideas and concepts because he has no originality. But as you listen to this, and they just start off talking about his plagiarism, understand the underlying pathology of why he's doing that, and you'll get an idea of why he's so dangerous. The second part is just Joe Biden blatantly lying, blatantly building up his resume in order to make himself bigger. And look, it would be different if it was one thing. Like, hey, you know, I lied about this. Like, there was a guy, a Democrat, a congressman, who lied about his service. He said he served in Vietnam. He didn't. He never went. He was in the military, but he didn't go. Stuff like that. You see guys stretching that. There are guys out there who claim to be, and I can't stand them. They claim to be Navy SEALs or Army Rangers or Green Beret or some sort of special forces. They may, in some cases, they were never in the military. But if you were in the military and you dreamed of that and you stretched that line to something, people do those things. Not saying it's forgivable, but you understand it. Joe Biden just lies to lie. He's recently lied. Oh, I got my first job at this company. They go, nope, didn't work here. Little things. Look, I told my sister this. I told my sons this. I tell my friends this. If you can't
if somebody will lie to you about a little thing that's innocuous that they have no reason to lie about, there's no repercussion, there's no consequence, how can you ever trust them? I get why people will tell a big lie. We understand it. You're trying to get yourself out of something. At the very least, you can rationalize that. You go, well, I don't condone it, but I understand it. With Joe Biden's, you don't even understand it. If Joe Biden had said, yeah, you know, I was an average student. I did okay. I mean, look, thankfully, we don't measure that. What people don't understand, what was going on in my life at the time, I had two sons, my wife was ill, whatever. There's a lot of reasons why you aren't the top student. But for Joe Biden, no, he's the best. Push-up contest. I can beat you. Just give me a chance. But anyway, as you listen to them talk about his plagiarism, I want you to dissect. Listen to what they say about him. A guy like him, his career is over. He should not be in a position of power. He shouldn't be president. And, of course, this was in 1987. But, and then when you go into his documented other lies, just think about what they're saying. Here's the clip.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think, is quite frankly ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, it's the only time I didn't, in all the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First. Politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
if they're going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
The voters are going to have to decide whether he was dishonest or dumb.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye, Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
In terminal condition.
Terminal. Eleanor.
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
Now, that was a composite done by somebody that was chronicling Joe Biden's career. And his career not only should have been dead in 1988, his career should have been dead. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. He plagiarizes Neil Kinnock in a speech. He plagiarizes Bobby Kennedy in a speech. And then he says, well, you know, I don't understand why you can't go back and do this stuff. Because he's changing a few words a little bit and saying, okay, well, that's not exactly that. You're talking about people that are speaking with raw emotion. When Kinnock was talking about his wife being the first one in her family to go to college, he's speaking with raw emotion. If you want to say, you know, to reference Neil Kinnock, or like Neil Kinnock, my wife too was the first to go to college. And, you know, in a similar speech, he talked about his family. It's amazing the parallels we have. I wrote a book about the parallels between me and Obama. But I wouldn't have tried to pawn his work off his mind, because his work is substandard. I mean, the guy couldn't write and neither could Bill Ayers, as far as I'm concerned. But they went on to say he's too dumb to have the job. Another guy made the comment, he's either dishonest or dumb. How about both? Has anything changed with Joe Biden in the decades since 1987? And let me give you the short answer. Absolutely nothing. Joe Biden still wants to feel like he's the smartest guy in the room, and he's dumb. He wants to feel like he's the most accomplished guy in the room, and he's accomplished nothing. We're going to talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. Vice President, are you aware that you're misquoting Donald Trump in Charlottesville? He never called neo-Nazis very fine people.
No, he called all those folks who walked out of that, they were neo-Nazis, shouting hate, their veins bulging.
But he said specifically that he was condemning them.
He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. They're chanting anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags.
Joe Biden had already been told the truth. The truth had come out that Trump had never said that. And just for the record, the left milked the daylights out of that. The same way they milked January the 6th. The same way they milked Russian collusion. The same way they milked Ukrainian conspiracy or interference or whatever that they tried to impeach Donald Trump on. Lie, lie, lie. They are professional liars. And you know what they finally did? They hired a guy who actually tells more lies, outrageous lies, than they. That's what Nancy Pelosi and them did. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Trump said he had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of them, a very, very important statue, and renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazi white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. Did you think they gave you any context where Trump says, no, I'm not talking about them? Of course not. So they ask a question when CBS was actually anti-Biden and the media, you know, and I'm not going to say they were any better because I wasn't paying attention. But when they didn't want Biden to be president and they were telling you about his plagiarism and his blatant lies, they said he was either too dumb to have the job or, choice number two, he was dishonest and dumb. Which would, again, preclude him from having the job. Fast forward decades later when the dude now has dementia on top of still being a pathological liar. And they put him into office. When Democrats question you about anything that has to do with you, Trump, the Republican Party, or whatever, all you got to do is refer them to this particular broadcast. This isn't us making this up about Biden. And it would be different if Biden went four decades and you could say, man, that dude turned it around. He really figured himself out. That didn't happen. Joe Biden was a pathological liar then, and he is now. And you want some fresh ones? Joe Biden was asked, are you involved with your son? Nothing to do with my son's business. I don't know his people. And then the moment he says it, people start popping pictures, images of him playing golf, going to dinner with who? Hunter's business associates. Now, you could chalk it up to, well, my son was in town. He was there on business and he brought some friends. It's too many times. And if he had said, yeah, well, look, I'll tell you, I may have gone to lunch or dinner with one or two of them, but no, I had no business interaction with them. That's not what Hunter says. That's not what the emails say. God, man, this is amazing. That we shouldn't even be having a discussion about this. Oh, you want another one? Joe Biden said that he got no inputs from his generals agreed with him on his actions, and nobody told him that he needed to pull out he shouldn't pull out the 2,500 troops that were guarding Americans and the Afghanis in the event of our pullout. That's one of his more recent lies. I mentioned earlier the subterfuge around Joe Biden's not going to Chicago. He's not going to go and spike the football at United Airlines with them demanding that their employees get vaccinated. You want to know why? Because Joe Biden knows he's lied about all the WooFlu stuff, and it's blowing up in his face. The Democrats are seeing the poll numbers, and they're going, wait a minute. You can't go there and spike the football anymore. By the way, congratulations, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In 4 degrees of separation around you, go congratulate people. Go tell them, thank you for not falling for this nonsense. That's what you want to do. Because the lids come off. And what's funny to me is we're just coming to this realization that Joe Biden is a pathological liar who would throw his generals under the bus? Let me ask you this. If Joe Biden wanted to save his career, is anybody sacred? Is Dr. Jill sacred? He uses his brain, you know, his son that died of brain cancer as a crutch. He hasn't thrown Hunter under the bus, and I get it. It's his kid. But let me ask you, if Hunter became a serious liability to Joe Biden, what would you do with him? Well, lucky he's not a Clinton, because I know what the Clintons would do. But if you think Joe Biden wouldn't lie or throw Hunter under the bus, you're insane. That's what he does. If he needed to throw Jill under the bus, he would do it. For the record, if the Democrats needed to throw any of them under the bus, they will do it. And Biden is not safe. I'm even telling you right now, I believe that what's going on with this million, with the generals coming back, this whole Afghanistan thing, is just, it's all underlying what the possibilities are. Because as I mentioned earlier, this inquisition now that we're back to, now that Gabby Petito has been found, because, you know, white girls missing is the biggest existential threat to mankind ever. But now that she's been found and we can move on, my curiosity is, what's really on trial here? Is it the generals? Because I think most people, even though I saw a poll recently to try to sell the idea that the military is losing its clout. I saw another poll says the Supreme Court is losing its clout. But no matter what clout the military may be losing or the Supreme Court, you know who's losing its believability? Joe Biden and the Democrats. They're losing it with the Wu flu nonsense and everything. And this, to me, is a test of what do we do with Biden? Whose credibility is at play? Is at stake here? What's being litigated in the court of public opinion? Because you had not one general, not two generals, three generals that all said the same thing about Afghanistan. So somebody's lying. You had a Secretary of Defense who tried to come out and protect Biden. I know him to be an honest man. What does his honesty have to do with whether or not he followed the general's advice? It would be, well, I know the president to be a resolute man. I know the president to be a man of conviction. You know, and whether they, once they offered their opinions, he went his direction. But he didn't say that. You know what Lloyd Austin said? I know the president to be a very honest and trustworthy man. What are you saying? Are you saying that the generals are lying? Or are you saying what? Because you're not saying Biden's lying. By the way, it took him quite a few seconds to answer the question when Tom Cotton asked it of him. So let's just get out of the political arena and get into your own life and ask yourself, do you know characters like this? Do you know somebody who would take what you said and parse it? Not give you the full line, like what they did with Trump. When he plainly says, I'm not talking about neo-Nazis and white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. Who, do you know somebody that will parse your language and not tell everybody exactly what you said? Do you trust them? Because I don't. I don't have any friends that do that. My friends will tell you exactly what I said because they would not be my friends. They know I will tell you exactly what they said. There is nothing, no amount of money, there is nothing you can offer me that's going to make me throw one of them under the bus or misspeak in what they've said or what they do. But that's not the case with Joe Biden. That's not the case with the Democrats. And when we're looking at this stuff, and you go back to 1987 where they say he's either too dumb to have the job or he's too dishonest and dumb to have the job. And you look at what Biden said, that we're completely dismantled out of full academic scholarship. Only one in my class to get it. I was an outstanding student. I graduated in the top half of my class with 3 degrees. All blatant lies. Graduated 76 of 85 in this class. Didn't have a full academic scholarship. Had a partial. And probably wasn't academic. And I could go on. I'm going to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.